Breaking Your Pursuits podcast with Webster Sanasi, a podcast that helps you grow.
So today we are going to be talking about death. Right, so what comes to your mind when you hear the word death? Most of the time, what is it? Doomy, gloomy kind of stuff, right? And you're thinking about funerals, somebody got shot, you know, those kinds of situations. That's normally like what comes to mind when you hear the word death. But, you know, I recently had an experience, if you will, where I really just came to understand the power of death. Now, let me explain it this way. You see, I have personally long seen death as, you know, being, you know, nasty, you know, negative, sad, and so forth. But I'm starting to change the way that I think concerning that, because I believe that death is not the end of a thing, but it's the beginning of something new, right? It's the beginning. It's a new beginning. In fact, I don't think it's the end of anything. I believe it's the beginning of something new, something amazing, something fresh, something totally different. And that's how I'm seeing death now. And I want you to think about this. And I really want you to really, really, really think about this. You know, there are certain things in our lives that have to die so that we can have the life that we truly want to have in our lives. Certain things have to die in our lives. Certain behaviors, certain thoughts, certain patterns, certain things have to die in our lives. And most of the time, we know what those things are, right? You know, oh my gosh, my bad temper. I lose my temper too quickly. I need to lose that. Oh, the way I spend my money, I need to, you know, get that out my way and so forth. But we normally know what that thing is that has to die in our lives. But let me tell you this. It has to die. If we don't kill whatever is stopping us from moving forward in our lives, then we will never get to where we want to be. Because I had that experience, and I want you to understand me. Something has to die so that something else may live in your life. There are certain things that cannot cohabitat. You understand what I'm saying? Like fear and faith. They cannot cohabitat. They cannot. One has to live, one has to die. Now, you need to do some kind of introspection when it comes to your life, your business, whatever it is. And you need to ask yourself that question. Now, what are the things in my life that are holding me back from moving forward? What are the things that are stopping me? What are proving to be barriers to me getting to the next level of my life? Most of the time, it'll be internal. It won't be, you know, the tax regulations, oh, that girl, that guy. No, it'll be internal things, your belief systems, what you think, what you feel, what you're afraid of. It'll be those things that have to be put to death. Now, the question is, how do you put them to death? You know, how do you kill certain parts of you that you don't want in your life? And it's very simple. Number one, you have to identify those parts. You need to start searching. And you identify them by doing what? You identify them by being aware of yourself, being aware of certain thoughts that are proving to be barriers to your progress, certain thoughts that are negative, certain thoughts that aren't advantageous to you as a person or to where you want to be in life. You need to find, when you're aware of what you think, of your actions, of how you feel and so forth, you will then be able to pinpoint and identify that, hold on a second, this thought has been bugging me for a while and it's breeding these kinds of feelings, and these feelings make me do this and make me do that. So this whole root, this part, I can't move with it. I need to kill it. You understand what I'm saying? But it's only when you're aware of your thoughts, your feelings and so forth, only when you're aware can you then pinpoint and identify, this is the problem. This is where the problem is. Then you can do something about it, You understand what I'm saying? So once you have figured that part out, what do you do? Now, this is a little exercise that I would encourage you to do. Just take two sheets of paper and use one of the papers to write all the negative stuff, all of them, the negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative expectations, negative behaviors that you have. Write them all down on that piece of paper, right? And then on the other piece of paper, write down all the stuff that you want, all the new thoughts you want to think, all the new behaviors and new feelings that you want to have, new habits. You need to write them down on two separate sheets of paper, okay? Then what you're going to do is you're going to take the negative sheet of paper and you're going to compare it to the positive sheet of paper. And then this is where the trick comes in. This is where the secret comes in. When you look at these two sheets of paper and you see a contrast, oh my gosh, this is negative, this is positive. This is negative, this is positive. You need to make a decision. Who do you want to be? Which reality do you want to live out? Which reality do you want to materialize? Which one do you want to come to fruition? The one on the left, the one on the right? The one that's negative or the one that's positive? Because you can't have both. You can't have both. So which one do you want? Make a decision, a life-altering decision right then and there. By life-altering decision, I mean be serious about it. Make a decision that once you've decided which page you want to make a reality, don't look back. Don't ever, 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 ever tolerate when negativity comes or a negative thought or feeling. You must take it down. Right? So make a life-altering decision, life-changing decision that, you know what, I'm going to focus on the positive side because this is what I want. Now, take that negative sheet of paper, crumple it up, burn it, don't matter what you do with it. But that positive sheet of paper, you need to see it everywhere you go. Even if you can type these things out on your phone, put them on your smartphone, on your notes app or whatever, but make sure that you see who you want to be everywhere that you go, that everywhere you open the fridge, you get into your house, you get into your room, you see it. And start imagining yourself being that person, feeling those feelings every single day before you go to bed, when you wake up, and even say it, read that whole list out, speak it. Because, you know, it's not just about thinking a certain way, it's also about speaking a certain way. And your thoughts triumph and trump your thoughts, your words will always trump your thoughts, always. So start focusing on your words more and say what you want every single day. And once you do that, your actions and your behaviors will follow suit with what you say and what you believe. You'll only believe it after you've said it many times. After you have said it many times, you will start to believe it. You start to believe it, and then your actions and everything else will follow suit, and the rest of your life will be changed. Trust me, believe me. Believe me, I've done this and it has truly revolutionized and changed my life. So that's what I meant by certain things have to be put to death in your life so that you can have new life. New life. Don't you want a new life? Something renewed, something amazing, something new. Well, you need to kill certain parts of yourself, certain aspects, certain things that are just not helping you to move forward. They need to die, and they need to die today so that you can have a fresh new life. Fresh new life where anything is possible. A fresh new life where you're feeling amazing. A fresh new life where you're optimistic and you believe that you can do this. And a fresh new life where you're healthy. A fresh new life where you can cherish and enjoy every moment. A fresh new life where you can be of value and service to anybody. That's what I'm talking about. So death is the beginning. Put to death the things you don't want in your life so that you can have room for new life. All right.
Visit Webster's websites at webstersanasi.com and follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.